I have a confession to make to you tonight. I had my meditation all ready to go. And this morning I got an email from a dear friend of mine. Her name is Dorette Saunders, and she's an amazing writer. And she wrote a meditation, and she wrote a very clever one, I believe. So I'm going to share her meditation with you. And it is basically a meditation about the birth of Jesus, but told through the titles of the Christmas carols and songs that we so much love to sing. So I'm going to read this and share this with you, and you figure out how, tell me how many carols you count by the end of this, by the end, okay? So get your clicker ready. They say Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. So imagine getting an invitation to a little town of Bethlehem to visit the manger where Jesus was born. The invitation reads, "Oh, come all ye faithful." That's us. The time, past 3 o'clock in the bleak midwinter. Event details, well, depending on your time zone. It came upon a midnight clear during a silent night while shepherds watched their flocks. Suddenly, there was a sound like angels from the realms of glory, and it scared the shepherds. But noticing there was a star in the east, the shepherds decide to rise up and follow it. And off they go to find the sweet little Jesus boy. As you and I journey to the manger, we see the holly and the ivy, and I recall that I know a rose tree springing, thinking perhaps we might bring to the Holy Family a little banquet, a bouquet. This invitation is not for us to keep for ourselves. It's designed to bring joy to the world. We must encourage our offspring to share it. Children, go where I send you. Share the good news that Christmas a coming and Mary had a baby. The angel called Mary's boy child Messiah, so that it is truly a celebration for the birthday of the King. We can hardly contain our excitement. Oh, holy night! How great our joy! It is not lost on us that God chose to share his message of the birth of his son with lowly shepherds first. God chooses and uses ordinary people just like us to share the extraordinary news of that our Savior is here. Salvation has come. Before we say, "Oh, come, Emmanuel," God answers our prayer because God is with us, God is in us, and God is for us. And yet, the circumstances surrounding Jesus' birth was unlike any other. Jesus, what a wonderful child. Imagine the one who would later go to prepare a place for us in heaven came to earth to be with us, and yet he cannot find a place to stay. No room, only a manger of hay. We arrive at the stable and peek inside the manger to see infant holy. The scene is one of indescribable peace. What child is this? There's no nursery painted blue, no crib mobile, no rattles, pacifiers, or toys. His bed fresh is fresh hay padded with cloth. The stable smells of huddled cattle, and the soft staccato bleating of sheep provide